After a while, I got up and started along the bank. I knew there was no bridge across the river until La Tisana. I thought I might be opposite San Vito. I began to think out what I should do. Ahead, there was a ditch running into the river. I went toward it. So far, I had seen no one, and I sat down beside some bushes along the bank of the ditch and took off my shoes and emptied them of water. I took off my coat, took my wallet with my papers and my money all wet in it out of the inside pocket, and then wrung the coat out. I took off my trousers and wrung them too, then my shirt and underclothing. I slapped and rubbed myself and then dressed again. I had lost my cap. Before I put my coat on, I cut the cloth stars off my sleeves and put them in the inside pocket with my money. My money was all wet, but it was all right. I counted it. There were 3,000 and some lira. My clothes felt wet and clammy, and I slapped my arms to keep the circulation going. I had woven underwear, and I did not think I would catch cold if I kept moving. They had taken my pistol at the road, and I put the holster under my coat. I had no cape, and it was cold in the rain. I started up the bank of the canal. It was daylight, and the country was wet, low, and dismal-looking. The fields were bare and wet. A long way away, I could see a campanile rising out of the plain. I came up onto a road. Ahead, I saw some troops coming down the road. I limped along the side of the road, and they passed me and paid no attention to me. They were a machine gun detachment going up toward the river. I went on down the road. That day, I crossed the Venetian plain. It is a low-level country, and under the rain, it is even flatter. Toward the sea, there are salt marshes and very few roads. The roads all go along the river mouth to the sea, and to cross the country, you must go along the paths beside the canals. I was working across the country from the north to the south, and had crossed two railway lines and many roads, and finally I came out at the end of a path onto a railway line where it ran beside a marsh. It was the main line from Venice to Trieste, with a high, solid embankment, a solid roadbed, and double track. Down the tracks away was a flag station, and I could see soldiers on guard. Up the line there was a bridge over a stream that flowed into the marsh. I could see a guard, too, at the bridge. Crossing the fields to the north, I had seen a train pass on this railroad, visible a long way across the flat plain, and I thought a train might come from Porto Gruaro. I watched the guards and lay down on the embankment so that I could see both ways along the track. The guard at the bridge walked away up the line toward where I lay, then turned and went back toward the bridge. I lay and was hungry and waited for the train. The one I had seen was so long, and the engine moved it very slowly, and I was sure I could get aboard it. After I had almost given up hoping for one, I saw a train coming. The engine, coming straight on, grew larger slowly. I looked at the guard at the bridge. He was still walking on the near side of the bridge, but on the other side of the tracks. That would put him out of sight when the train passed. I watched the engine come nearer. It was working hard. I could see there were many cars. I knew there would be guards on the train, and I tried to see where they were, but keeping out of sight, I could not.